going to be very critical. I think our fielding was substandard today, where we've been pretty sharp throughout the tournament. So we leaked 15, 20 runs in the field today, and there's a couple of tough half chances that went down. But you can't afford to drop Evan Lewis or Norton. Shea Hope, who got himself in, and then tough chances, but they need to be taken. And ultimately, that's what's been our downfall today. We weren't clinical enough in the field, and if we'd done that, we definitely would have defended that.
But you and Sikandar pulled off blinders that pulled Zimbabwe back into the game.
Sure, I mean, more so Sikandar, but again, probably happened a little bit too late in the game. I don't think we applied enough pressure. I think the wicket got a little bit better to bat on, and our spinners weren't so much of a threat today. But like I said, just too many fumbles, a couple of half chances, and that's hurts you in these close games.
Do you think 290 was a defendable score on this wicket, or you were 15-20 runs short?
It's defendable, surely. We've seen the results here at Sports Club over the last few days, and anything over sort of 250 puts you right in the game. So again, just fielding was not good enough, and that's been our only real bad fielding performance throughout this tournament. So hopefully that's behind us and doesn't happen on Thursday.
My first question: your batting performance. I mean, you were on fire after you reached 100. The emotions that you showed men reflected that this century meant a lot to you.
It did mean a lot. I've fouled over the years. I've probably haven't really fired against the West Indies. I've got many starts and a couple of 50s, and which don't really win you games. So I was quite happy today just to put in the hard work and try and get the side into a good position and try and defend that. So it did mean a lot to me. But when you fall short of the end result, it's less satisfying.
How does it feel like when you have got 8,000 to 10,000 people behind you cheering and supporting you? Does it motivate you? Does it lift your spirits? Does it help you bring the best out of you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really been overwhelming to see the support, and we know the public follow it with great interest. And I'd like to see it moving forward that they make it free entrance. They only charge them $1 or $2, but to our people, it's a lot of money to them. So why not open the gates and get them in for every time we play? And it'll be great. It certainly helps us, and us as players, we appreciate them coming out. So hopefully Thursday we can give them a big win.
The equation is very simple for Thursday. You have to beat UAE to qualify. How do you look forward to that game?
Yeah, I'm up for it. I know the players will be up for it. It's 2 days of maybe a light day's training tomorrow and Wednesday. And we know what we have to do, so we need to be positive. We don't want to hold back and allow UAE into the game. We need to respect them, and we know they have some match winning players. And if we have a clean performance, we haven't had our best performance yet in terms of all three departments. So that'll be a big focus for us on Thursday.